At first, living in the van was great. I showered in campgrounds, I ate out regularly, and I had time to relax and to grieve. But then the anger and the depression about my father's death set in. My freelance job ended, and I had to get a full-time job to pay the bills. What had been a really mild spring turned into a miserably hot summer, and it became impossible to park anywhere without it being very obvious that I had a cat and a dog with me, and it was really hot. The cat came and went through an open window in the van. The doggy went into doggy daycare, and I sweated. Whenever I could, I used employee showers in office buildings and truck stops, or I washed up in public restrooms. Nighttime temperatures in the van rarely dropped below 80 degrees Fahrenheit, making it difficult or impossible to sleep. Food rotted in the heat. Ice in my ice chest melted within hours. And it was pretty miserable. I couldn't afford to find an apartment, or couldn't afford an apartment that would allow me to have the Rottweiler and the cat, and I refused to give them up. So I stayed in the van. And when the heat made me too sick to walk the 50 feet to the public restroom outside my van at night, I used a bucket and a trash bag as a toilet.